It's time for our second feature. We hear an article by Lee Cousins, who is the Visitor Experience Manager at the Royal Society for the Protection of Birds site at Strumshaw, who welcomes spring arrivals. It is read by Christine Gillam.
At a time when building walls and tightening border controls is all the rage, there's a refreshing irony that migratory birds have no understanding of geopolitics. In fact, millions of birds are due to arrive from sub-Saharan Africa over the next few months on an annual pilgrimage far older than human history. Migratory birds must honour their internal ancient rhythm that compels them to move northwards following the advancing spring. They feel the same pull as generations before them, taking advantage of the explosion of insects in northern climes as food for new chicks. Here at RSPB Strumshaw Fen, we eagerly await the landfall of our favourite species after their long and perilous journey, soaring over the ever-expanding Saharan sands and avoiding the guns of hunters in the Mediterranean. Picture this, a bright morning in early March, where hazel catkins dance and early bees buzz around the cherry plum blossom. I listen to the birdsong in the woodland. The robin's song is fruity, and somewhere a woodpecker is tapping boldly. Suddenly, from high in an alder, calling proudly from the highest branch, is a chiffchaff, and I know that the migrant birds are beginning to make their epic journey back to our beautiful reserve. Spring is here. The chiffchaff is like an army pioneer, first to arrive and first to tell us that bigger battalions are on their way. As March continues, we see our first sand martins, swallows, willow warblers, and blackcaps. As each migrant arrives, we welcome home a treasured friend. As April progresses and spring flowers bedeck our woodland, we're joined by house martins, grasshopper warblers, a must hear, white throats, and then my personal favourite, reed warblers. When these little birds fill the reed beds with their excited chatter, my heart swells with joy. I always feel that they've brought the African sunshine with them. Migratory birds navigate across thousands of miles using an inner compass and a powerful ancient instinct that we may never understand. It's a privilege that these remarkable voyagers choose to leave their winter homelands in southern Africa to travel all the way to the UK. We must welcome them and do everything in our power to protect their breeding grounds and food sources. No human borders can stop these birds from following the ancient call within, but they are vulnerable to the sometimes destructive whims of human behaviour.